coming to you from deep inside the bowels of a great big empty. Get ready for another episode of The Home Defense Show with Skip Coriel.
Hello, American families. Welcome to this week's episode of The Home Defense Show. I'm your host, Skip Coriel. And if you love your family, care about them deeply, and want to learn how to protect them in every facet of your life, then you've come to the right place. We've got a great show for you today, and I know that you're going to love it. Well, folks, we've got...
Put your hands where I can see them, old man.
What's this all about? What are you doing in my studio? Who are you guys? And why are you wearing Donald Trump masks?
I said reach for the sky, old man.
Hey, I'm not old. Well, not that old. Now get out of my studio before I call the police.
Use the taser. Put the old man down.
Oh, man, what are you doing? Did you just tase me?
Hit him again, Donald.
Take this, old man.
Oh, man, my head hurts. My chest hurts. My whole body hurts. I need to get out of here and call the cops. Who are those lunatics? Hey, why are my hands zip-tied together? Why am I blindfolded and tied to this chair? Okay, Skip, just relax. Stay calm. Everything's going to be fine. You just need to keep your wits about you. Maybe it would help if I replayed what exactly just happened to me. Okay, so I was sitting here in the studio doing the intro, and then three midgets burst in, and one of them tased me. Man, I went down like a sack of potatoes. And now I'm tied up and I can't move. How am I going to get out of this?
Okay, old man, are you ready to talk?
Yeah, old man. Are you going to talk to us? Or do we have to beat it out of you?
Who are you people?
Beat some sense into him, Donald.
Ow!
Are you going to talk to us or not?
Yeah, talk to us. Where did you get them?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Where did I get what?
You know what we're talking about. The mushrooms. Where did you get them? We want names, we want dates, and we want grid coordinates.
So that's it. You want to know where my secret morel mushroom hunting spots are located.
That's right, Sparky. Spit it out or we work you over it again.
Tell us before we get rough. Yeah, we got all day, old man.
Will you please stop calling me old man? I'm not that old.
Yes, you are.
That's right. You're the oldest one from miles around. I think we're going to have to waterboard him.
Waterboard me? What are you talking about? You've tasered me, kidnapped me, tied me to a chair, and now you're going to torture me for a bag of mushrooms?
Torture is such a harsh word. We prefer the term enhanced interrogation.
That's right, enhanced interrogation. Let's get on with it. I'll get the towel and the garden hose.
Yeah, and I'll go get the toolbox and the battery acid.
Battery acid? What are you talking about? You don't use acid to waterboard somebody.
I think he's right.
We should look it up on the internet.
Siri, look up waterboarding.
Here's some information.
Oh, wow, those are really big words. I can't read it.
I got it. Waterboarding is an interrogation technique simulating the experience of drowning, in which a person is strapped face up to a board that slopes downward at the head, while large quantities of water are poured over the face into the breathing passages. It don't say nothing about battery acid.
That's right. No battery acid. No tools. Just water and a board.
I got the garden hose.
I think we can do it without a board. Shove that hose in his mouth. Yeah, that'll work.
Turn it on full power.
No, I won't talk. I won't give up my favorite morel hunting spot.
This isn't working. I'll go get the jumper cables.
Jumper cables? No, not water and jumper cables. That's not a good combination for me.
Better talk, old man, before we have to get tough.
Just tell us where you picked the morels and all this pain will go away. I told you we should have brought the battery acid. This guy's a tough nut to crack.
A tough nut to crack? Hey, Cedar, let me go inside and let me get Mommy's nutcracker. I know where it is.
Hey, wait. Did you just call him Cedar?
Amethyst, shut up! I told you, no first names!
I won't shut up, you shut up.
Amethyst, is that you?
Sorry, Dad, that made me do it.
It was Cedar's idea, Dad. He wants to sell your mushrooms, make enough money to take over the world.
Kids, what are you doing in Daddy's recording studio? And why is he blindfolded, soaking wet, and tied to a chair?
We're just playing with Daddy.
It's part of our homeschooling. Daddy's teaching us about enhanced interrogation techniques.
Honey, save me from these little beasts.
Skip, you'd best stop goofing off and get some work done.
What?
You heard me. Waterboarding is not part of the Coryell Academy curriculum. So stop messing around and get your show recorded so you can come in and we can watch Pride and Prejudice again.
Sarah, don't go!
Come on, kids. Get in the house and wash your hands and face for dinner.
Honey, come back!
Bye, Daddy!
Here's a kiss, Daddy.
Oh, thank you, Amethyst. Can you untie me now?
See you later, Dad. Love you!
Kids? Are you there? Sarah? Don't leave me tied to this chair all soaking wet. I'm getting cold. I'm starting to shiver. Okay, fine. I'll take you to the stupid secret morel hunting spot. Just untie me and get me off this chair and into some dry clothes. Wow. And now I know what the announcer means when he says...
Coming to you from deep inside the bowels of a great big empty, get ready for another episode of The Home Defense Show with Skip Coryell.
Okay, folks, welcome to The Home Defense Show. Let's try this one more time. This time, without the tasing, without the waterboarding, without the duct tape, the zip ties. Can you believe my kids? Man. Jeez. Homeschooling kids definitely are feisty. I got to thinking, where did my kids get a hold of a taser? I think I'm going to have to ask them about that. You know, kids, where'd you get that taser? I wonder if the sheriff loaned that to them. Actually, of course, we're just joking. My kids don't have a taser. That was all staged, and I got to tell you, my kids love doing that. They had a blast, and so did I. Just a little bit of entertainment for you. And we are going to put the whole morel mushroom hunting thing to bed now. You folks might be getting sick of my fungus. Morel mushrooms are a fungus, but they are tasty. They taste much better than athlete's foot. So we'll put that to bed now, and we're going to move on to Second Amendment issues. We're about out of time for this segment. We're going to keep this one short, but we have Rick Green coming up in the second and third segment. Rick Green is, oh man, just an awesome guy. This guy, I heard him speak last week at the homeschooling conference in Lansing, Michigan. I went to almost all of his sessions, and the guy is just like a walking encyclopedia when it comes to founding fathers and founding father documents, the Constitution, our civil rights. Awesome, awesome guy. And of course, we'll be talking about the Bill of Rights. We'll be talking about Second Amendment, just all things God, family, country. This guy is just awesome. So I'm going to take off for about 2 minutes while we're gone. I want you to go to Amazon.com, check out Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry book by yours truly, Skip Coryell. And then go ahead and check out the sponsors. Check out firearmslegal.com/MidwestTactical and see how they can protect you and your family from the criminal justice system. And then go to elitefirearms.us. Check out Larry Jackson. See what all he can do to help your family choose the proper firearm for personal defense. Okay, folks, when we come back, it's going to be Rick Green, former Texas State House Representative. This is Skip Coriel on the Home Defense Show. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
My name is Siege Coriel. Welcome to the Home Defense Show with my dad, Skip Coriel. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
This is Skip Coriel from the Home Defense Show, and I want you to have the very best handgun that money can buy. And that's why we recommend you visit Larry Jackson at Elite Firearms and Training. As a concealed carry instructor, I see people every week out on the range with guns they can't shoot properly because they didn't know what to buy. That will never happen at Elite Firearms and Training. Larry Jackson will personally fit you with your very own personal defense pistol. So call Larry Jackson today at 616-299-8715 or visit elitefirearms.us.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum. I host Frontlines of Freedom, a weekly syndicated military talk radio show. One of my co-hosts is Skip Coriel, the host of this show. We cover things that impact military and veteran communities, and we do it from the veteran's perspective. The show is broadcast across the nation and is also available as a podcast on our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com. Please join Skip and me weekly on Frontlines of Freedom.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Home Defense Show. This is your host, Skip Coriel. Boy, we are speaking with Rick Green today. Rick is a former State House representative from the great state of Texas. Rick Green, welcome to the Home Defense Show.
Man, good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, man, Rick, I enjoyed you so much when you were up here last weekend in Michigan at the homeschool conference in Lansing. It was just awesome. I think almost all of the sessions that you gave. I learned a lot, and boy, you just really inspired me to do a better job here with the Second Amendment and homeschooling and, boy, everything, God, family, country. So, boy, thanks for doing what you're doing, Rick.
Hey, thanks, Skip. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate what you're doing as well. You're like a Paul Revere today, warning folks and getting them engaged. So thanks for what you're doing.
All right. Well, hey, it seems like we're doing similar things. I mean, you're an author and I'm an author and you got a radio show and I got a radio show. But it's just, it's awesome. We were like kindred spirits. I wish I could have got to talk to you more in person, but you were incredibly busy. You were very popular at that conference.
So I guess there wasn't much competition then. No, I don't know. It was great. I tell you what, I was encouraged, honestly. I mean, the families that were there and the young people especially just had a real excitement about the country and just a desire to, you know, to do well and to do justice. And I'm thrilled that Michigan's got a strong base of folks like that.
Well, yeah, we do, and we've been working hard for that for a lot of years. But, Rick, before we launch into the Patriot Academy stuff that I wanted to talk about, can you give us an overview
Sure.
of all things Rick Green? Who the heck are you?
Well, number one, husband and father. That's my most important role and the one I enjoy the most. I've got four kiddos, and we homeschool, and the kids travel with us around the country, and they speak and train as well. And so we're really blessed on that front. I'm a former legislator, used to be in the Texas House, and did that when I, quite a few years ago when I was a young man. And after that, started traveling and speaking across the country, training on the Constitution. I do Constitution classes around the nation, and just have a real passion for getting people to appreciate their freedom and actually do something about it, to honor those who came before us by actually engaging in the process. And of course, that means voting, but it means getting informed about that vote and studying and supporting candidates and contributing to causes and purposely teaching young people the value of being an American citizen. So we just have a great time doing those things. I work with David Barton, I think America's premier historian, and I have had the chance to learn at his feet for 20 years. And so just really blessed to get to work with some great folks, and love doing radio just like you do. I mean, it's just fun to educate people and educate ourselves. You know, one of the things I love about our radio program is it forces me to do homework every week and go learn about, questions that people ask. And So it's just fun to be a part of an informed, engaged citizenry.
Mm-hmm. Rick, how can people listen to your radio show?
Well, wallbuilderslive.com is our website. We're on about 350 stations around the country. If you go to wallbuilderslive.com, it has a list of the stations there, or you can just download and do the podcast through iTunes or even right there on the website.
So for people who aren't familiar with Wall Builders, what exactly does Wall Builders do?
Well, we're not in construction. That's the number one question I usually get.
I thought you were going to be down on the Texas border building a border wall.
We've been trying to get a contract with Trump to do that, but it hasn't worked out.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. The name Wall Builders actually comes from, there's an Old Testament book called Nehemiah, and in there it says, "Arise and rebuild the walls that we may no longer be a reproach." This was at a time when the walls of Jerusalem had been destroyed, and if you can't, you don't have your walls back then, your outer walls, you couldn't defend the city. You'd be run over by anyone. And so what David Barton did when he founded Wall Builders was he said, look, our foundations as a nation, not necessarily those physical walls, but our foundational principles are being destroyed. We're losing what it means to be an American. We're not educated about those things, and we're seeing our nation slip away and slip towards socialism and all these other things. And so he said, Wall Builders would be a great name for rebuilding the foundations and basing it on that Old Testament verse. And so he started that about 25 years ago, actually. And I think since then has just done a phenomenal job of educating the nation. And back then when he first started it, the number one issue that he was zeroed in on was this concept of separation of church and state and how the courts had used that phrase from Jefferson's letter to literally strip people of their religious liberties and their rights of conscience and actually living out their faith in the public square. And so, he I think won that victory on one hand in terms of, far fewer people today will claim that phrase is in the Constitution.
Yeah.
And a lot more people recognize today that was not in the was never in the Constitution, can't be found there. It was one letter of one founding father who actually had nothing to do with the Constitution. So that in and of itself, I think, has been a great legacy for Wall Builders and David in terms of shifting that battleground. Doesn't mean we're winning it in the courts yet, but most people realize that now. And so it carries far less weight when a judge says, well, because of the constitutional separation of church and state.
Yeah, Rick, one of the things for me, I've got, Sarah and I, we're homeschooling our three children. We've got, a 7-year-old, 8-year-old, and a 12-year-old still at home, and we're homeschooling them. But one of the things for me, I'm very staunch constitutionalist. I believe in it. I preach it. I mean, you name it. But even for me, when we're out in public, it's like there has been this tremendous pressure to just take all of anything religious, anything God, out of not just government, but the public forum. And I think the media, boy, they've just done a terrible number on the American public by telling them that, you can't even pray in public, in school or at the restaurant. I mean, it's sometimes I feel like I'm in a communist country where, the other day we were out at the restaurant and, we always just have a short prayer before we eat. And in the back of my mind, I thought, okay, who are we going to offend? Talk about that for a second.
Well, I think you described it exactly right. I mean, it has become just a concentrated effort to literally whitewash the public square of any mention of God. I mean, we have, frankly, as a nation, thanks to the courts, become a embraced secularism and atheism. I mean, it's just, there's no doubt about it. It's become a religion. In this nation that has been forced upon the entire country in terms of the public square, for sure, and they're even beginning to move into the private square and private businesses and private individual decisions as well, which of course violates the First Amendment, not only freedom of religion but freedom of speech and the whole concept of of rights of conscience and being able to make those decisions for yourself. And even at a simple level of just a gut check that in a free country, we're going to be offended. The Declaration doesn't say life, liberty, to never be offended. So, you're going to say some things or believe some things that I don't agree with and that I might even take offense to. But to run to the nearest government official and get them to use the power of the state to shut you up, to stop you from saying something that I disagree with. I mean, that at its core, I think, is offensive to most Americans. I mean, I think most Americans would say, well, wait a minute, there's a gut check problem here. These people on campuses now that are shouting down someone that they disagree with, I mean, that's a communist or even a really a Nazi tactic of the 1930s in Germany. And to see that now on virtually every campus in the country, you got to go, whoa, wait a minute, what happened to our freedom of speech and freedom of religion? So even just that part, I think, is dangerous at a gut, simple level. But from a philosophical, kind of deeper level of what's good for a country or bad for a country, to remove the concept of God and the acknowledgement of God, regardless of your particular faith. I mean, I would even say that broadly in terms of whether you're Christian or Jewish or Muslim or whatever. To say that we're going to not allow you to acknowledge God in your own way, whether you're saying the prayer, you know, at a public school, or at a graduation, or this kid the other day, just the other day, there was a kid that wasn't allowed to mention his faith, which in his particular case, it was Christianity and it was Jesus Christ, not allowed, the valedictorian, not allowed to utter those words at his public school graduation. And that's not the first time. That's happened quite a few times. I mean, that in and of itself should be offensive to folks, but it's the bad part is, Skip, it's dangerous. I mean, it's leading us to this road of secularism that is the greatest killer, not just in the last 100 years throughout history, but definitely the last 100 years. I mean, it's been secular governments and societies that have been the ones to murder hundreds of millions of people in the last couple of centuries, not Christian nations, not even Muslim nations or any other. You know, I mean, there's been, you know, more at the hand of Islam and certainly radical Islam than Christianity, but nothing compared to Pol Pot and Hitler and Stalin and these others. So, you know, I hate to say it, but I mean, we're seeing a lot of the same things in our country right now that happened in the 1930s in Germany. And for us to say, oh, it would never happen to us, you know, people should go back in time in their history books and in documentaries and see how similar the early 1930s Germany culture was to the American culture, and especially in terms of faith and even a lot of the same freedoms that we have or had. So it's a very dangerous thing, Skip. You're exactly right. You just put your finger on it, man. I mean, that's probably the most dangerous thing happening in our culture is this systematic removal of God from the public square.
Yeah, it's discouraging, not just to me, but to, you know, a lot of people. And it seems to me, you know, when I'm watching the news or anything in the media or higher education, you know, so-called higher education, it just seems like, okay, yeah, you should treat LGBT or Islam or anything except Christianity, you know, has like a special place in our culture. But Christians are like fair game. And I don't know. It just seems to me that there might be a spiritual element to that. I know that has nothing to do with the Constitution, but you know, the Founding Fathers, they talked to us. Was one of them said that, you know, we've given you a republic if you can keep it. And you know,
That's right. They
talked about a moral society. You need a moral public, you know, critical thinking public in order to keep that. We're out of time for this segment, but Rick, when we come back, I'd like to talk more about that. And then we want to talk about Patriot Academy, because I think that Patriot Academy really is part of the answer. The long-term answer. It's certainly not going to be fixed overnight, because it took us decades to get here. So, Rick, we're going to take a two-minute break. While we're away, go ahead and check out our sponsors, elitefirearms.us, and then go to firearmslegal.com/Midwest Tactical. Check them out. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Rick Green about Patriot Academy. This is Skip Coriel and Home Defense Show. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Felix Coriel on the Home Defense Show.
Always use guns safely and wisely. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Hey folks, I want to tell you about my book, Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book. More and more people across the country are seeing the dangers in society and are deciding to carry concealed to protect themselves and their families. My new book lays it out step by step. It'll teach you how to protect and defend the ones you love. Get the benefit of 17 years of teaching experience and a lifetime of training for this important role in society and in your family. You can get Civilian Combat real easy. Just go to Amazon.com, search on Skip Coriel, Civilian Combat, and it'll pop right up there. Don't put it off any longer. Get Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book by yours truly.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if life was like the movies and the good guys always won? In today's world, if you're forced to use your firearm to protect yourself, you will need protection. Firearms Legal Protection is here for you. FLP provides you with seasoned, experienced attorneys that handle your criminal and civil matters as a result of you protecting yourself. FirearmsLegal.com provides its members with uncapped attorney's fees, bail bond protection, and coverage in all 50 states. We are not a reimbursement plan. You can access uncapped attorney's fees for as low as $10 a month. Firearms Legal members are provided with educational services, training videos, and access to our vast national attorney network. While you're protecting yourself, let Firearms Legal protect you.
Listen up, folks. This is important. There are plenty of legal protection services out there, but none will protect you as well as Firearms Legal Protection. This is the one I use and the only one I recommend. Visit firearmslegal.com/Midwest Tactical and protect your family now. Okay, folks, welcome back to the Home Defense Show. This is your host, Skip Coriel. We're speaking with Rick Green, former Texas State House representative, now working with Wall Builders and Patriot Academy. Boy, Rick, we're having some really good conversation here. Tell us more about how much hope do we have? What is the hope for America? How are we going to change things and get us back on a true north compass heading?
Well, you mentioned that quote by Ben Franklin. It was actually his response right as they were leaving the Constitutional Convention. A republic, you know, lady asked him what kind of government they'd given us, and he said, a republic, if you can keep it, and that's where the answer is. It's you know, this entire concept of a constitutional republic, it's incumbent upon the free citizens to preserve it and protect it and keep it. In fact, we have a new government course coming out that Barton and I did together that is called that. We chose that as the name, a republic, if you can keep it, because we think that is absolutely the emphasis. You've got to have enough citizens that will get engaged. Now, the good news is you don't have to have everybody. You don't even need a majority. You don't even need 20% of the country. Really, if you get, you know, 7 to 10% of the country actually engaged and paying attention and giving of their life, their fortune, and their sacred honor, you can move the country the right direction. You can save the country. And so that's where I see the hope, is that a lot more people are waking up right now. You mentioned Patriot Academy. Man, our whole focus is to raise up leaders of the next generation. So we're not, you know, we're not trying to train every kid in America. We're looking for the tip of the spear. We call ourselves the Navy SEALs of thought. So we take these young people and we train them to go win over, you know, be first in and go win over their the rest of their generation. And we teach them in biblical worldview. We teach them constitutional governance. We teach them how to be effective as leaders. What are good leadership skills and speaking skills and all of those things that they need to then go lead, not just in politics, but in business and in journalism and from the pulpit and you name it, in every single area of the culture, to go out there and be leaders. And so I get to actually see this, you know, result, if you will. So I see these kids taking this training and then going out there and doing a great job. So it's, you know, to me, that's encouraging, but I get kind of an inside baseball view because I get to watch them every summer in states all across the country. And you know, Skip, sorry, you won't see the results of all that for probably 10 years, you know, or 20 years, but it's coming. And we're even, I take that back. We're seeing even now the results of some of those trained 10 years ago. They're elected now in state legislatures across the country, and they're kind of the finger in the dike. They're very, very small, you know, percentage. But they're doing great things, and we're seeing what there's a congressman out of Ohio named Bob, a former congressman named Bob McEwen, just a great guy, has some wonderful material. I recommend you visit his website. He's got a deal called Politics Easy as Pie. It's great teaching and some of the clearest understanding of economics of any teacher out there. But Bob always says, he says, the only problem with these founding principles of America, they only work every time they're tried. And I think that's so true, you know. They only work every time, which means we got to try them. We got to use them. We got to actually implement them. So the good news is, and I would encourage your listeners to know, that truth doesn't change. And good leadership and good principles will produce the right results. But it takes time to get those principles and those leaders in place so that we can then get the results. So we can't be immediate gratification oriented. We have to say, okay, it took us, you know, decades and decades, literally several generations to get in this mess. It's going to take us some time to get out of it. And so we got to think long term, and we got to be willing, you know, to put our, you know, put some elbow grease in, sacrifice some time and energy and money, and recognize that it's worth it. And I'll say this, Skip, you know, a lot of people, I used to say, I'd go speak, and I'd say to people, what's your freedom worth to you, when I was trying to get them to get involved and do things. And I finally figured out the right question is, what is your child's freedom worth to you?
Oh, yeah.
Because that makes them start thinking generationally, and we're willing to do more for our kids than we are ourselves. And we've been able to enjoy freedom most of our lives. But what we're handing our kids right now in this culture is dangerous. I mean, we're on the precipice. We could very easily lose the country and the freedoms that we hold dear. And so what we do right now at the state level, at the federal level, in your local school board elections, your city council races, your commissioner court, I mean, every one of these, what we do right now is going to determine what kind of freedom or lack of freedom your child is going to enjoy.
Yeah. Now, Rick, you were elected to the state house there in Texas. I think I read you were 27 years old. Is that correct?
I was a young buck, yes, sir.
Well, if you can do it at 20, then that means other people can do it too. And, you know, one of the things that I always had trouble with is getting people to get involved in politics, because people, the average person, looks at politics as, you know, like diving into a cesspool, because it just seems like, you know, you'll elect good people, and they'll go to Washington, D.C., and then somehow they're magically transformed, you know, into Charles Manson, and they come back all corrupted. And so people don't want to get into politics. I mean, good people, they just don't want to get involved in politics because it's just dirty and it's negative. And I think most people, they just want to, they want to go to work, they want to work hard, they want to get a promotion, they want to take care of their kid, they want to go to their kid's soccer games, and they don't want to get involved in that. And so it's really, really hard to get people out of their comfort zone and to get into something that they see as really negative. And quite frankly, you know, the colleges and the media, you know, anyone who's on the right, you know, is fringe. They're like a fringe lunatic, and people's reputations are important to them. So how do you help to motivate people to get involved in politics, something that they see as dirty?
Yeah, a lot of times it takes their backyard being touched, you know, their life, in other words. There's something that happens with their, you know, parental rights, or there's something that happens in terms of taxes or their property, or, you know, something happens that they go, oh, wait a minute, I thought I could ignore government, but government is never going to ignore me. You know, it's going to impact my life, and that'll sometimes wake them up and say, okay, now what do I do? Sometimes it's just a sense of patriotism that they know that they're honoring the people that sacrificed and died for their freedom, and so they owe it to them to do something and get involved. You know, I always try to tell people, you don't have to, you know, you don't have to do everything, and you don't have to devote your whole life to this. If you'll just give a little bit of your time, if you'll just start setting aside an hour a week and say, I'm going to take an hour a week to study freedom, either dive into a Constitution class or study candidates that are, you know, on the ballot coming up in an election, or whatever it might be. And maybe it's your Sunday school class. Maybe you get others to do the same thing, and you get together and say, hey, let's take a biblical view of government and what our role is as Christians in this country. What should I be doing in terms of being a good citizen? But just taking a little bit of your time and then being willing to set aside a little bit of your fortune, just giving 1% or 2% of your income to good causes that are out there, of people that have devoted their life to fight for these things, or sponsoring kids to go to youth programs like our Patriot Academy that'll get them equipped, or actually giving directly to a candidate, whatever it might be. But just not sit on the sidelines. That's the thing. No, don't be one of the ones, and this may sound rude, but don't be a leech on society. Mm-hmm. Don't be one of the ones that just enjoys the blessings of liberty, but never shares the burden in preserving it for ourselves and for future generations. And you know, it is, you're right, it is a challenge sometimes, because it's much easier to just enjoy the blessings. It's much easier to just, you know, and sometimes it's, we got to make a living, we're raising our kids, we're doing all, you know, it's hard sometimes to say, I need to add this one thing. But that's what the reason we're like that is because of, you know, 50 years now of not teaching good civics to where it would have been a priority in our mindset that we recognize if I don't do that, you know, if I love my family and I want time with my family, I better spend some time preserving the liberty that allows me to do those things with my family and allows me to be free. So I think we almost need to put, I don't mean, you know, guilt trip's probably the wrong word, but I mean, we need to give people a sense of a burden and a sense of duty. That's a word we don't use these days. The founders used it over and over and over again. I mean, every founding father you read talked about duty and the responsibility. We love to talk about our rights in America, but with every right, there's a corresponding responsibility. There's a duty to preserve that right.
Yeah. Yeah, Rick, one of the things that I will tell people, I'll say, you know, listen, you can get involved in politics now and you can fight at the ballot box, or you can wait 20, 30 years and then your kids or your grandkids are going to have to fight, and they'll be fighting with guns. And I just don't want it to get that far. And I don't think it has to get that far, because we still have enough freedom to fight back and secure a lot of what the founding fathers intended for us.
That's exactly right. I mean, we have every peaceable means and tool at our fingertips if we use it, but you're 100% right. If we don't use it, I mean, you just got to be a student of history to understand. I mean, it will get to the point where it has to be, you know, where you are dealing with violence instead of the peaceable means. So it does. And here's the good news. There are some great people in this arena. There are good salt of the earth people that have set aside a time of their life to go serve us. Not only in the military, but in politics, and to go serve in office as a legislator or a city councilman or whatever it might be. And we sometimes get jaded and think they're all crooks, you know, they're all selling us down the river. And that's not true. I mean, there are a lot of bad people in politics, don't get me wrong. But there are good people, too. And you know, I remember coming up there about, man, gosh, it might have been 10 years, maybe 8 years ago. I can't remember how long ago it was. Bringing one of my sons and Pat and Angie Colbeck were running for the state senate, and nobody thought they had a chance, and we knew them, and they knew wall builders, and so we went up there and we spent the weekend and campaigned for them, and they ended up winning. I mean, unassuming, not, you know, your typical politician at all, and now they've made a huge difference in Michigan politics, and so many of the good things you guys have done the last few years, they've been in the middle of. Well, now he's running for governor. I mean, who knows? He could win that race, and I mean, has a great shot at it. And I mean, that's the kind of people. I mean, we got good people in Texas running. I'm in Florida right now doing a convention in Florida. And last night I was with a guy named Adam Putnam that's running for governor here in Florida. And sometimes we say there's no good people running. Man, this guy was sitting there. We were doing this forum together. And I mean, he's pro, you know, parental rights and pro Second Amendment and pro Constitution. I mean, everything he said, it wasn't just a politician mouthing it. I mean, he had the philosophy right. He had the track record of standing for those things. And I was just sitting there thinking, you know, we've got some great people stepping up right now. We, the people, need to get behind them. If we're not going to run, we need to get behind good people and help them. We really can turn this thing around. We've got a great opportunity in our culture right now. I think President Trump has given us a window of a reprieve, if you will, mm-hmm. where he's kind of put the brakes on this march towards socialism and government control. And we've got some great judicial appointments out of him and a lot of other good things happening. So I think we have a window here. Where if we take advantage of it and we engage, we've got a real chance to have a turning point in our country right now.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I am encouraged as well. This is a good transition into Patriot Academy, because I really think that's something that can really infuse the next generation with education and courage. So tell us about Patriot Academy.
Sure, it's a 1 week school. It's basically a boot camp, but it's done in a legislative hall. So we do it in Texas at the state capitol. We do regional academies around the country that are 3 days long. So there's multiple options for people to go to, but it's a chance for young people 16 to 25 to come serve as a legislator. They're on the real house floor in the real committee rooms. They're passing their own legislation. They're learning biblical worldview of government, how to be good speakers, how to do all these different things. And so they learn leadership skills in this kind of leadership laboratory of the legislative session. And they get to network with each other and build that network that will help them be successful in whatever particular area of the culture that they're going into. And it's making a huge difference. I mean, we're seeing the impact of what Patriot Academy is doing. And so the website is patriotacademy.com. There's about five or six different weeks that you can go this summer, and all the dates and the costs and all that is on the website. It's very inexpensive. The tuition covers their hotel and everything for the entire course. But I'm telling you, if your listeners could send some young people from Michigan, like we have students from Michigan that come all the time, but if your folks could send people to Patriot Academy, to one of the academies around the country, what they'll be doing is they'll be investing in leadership and investing in freedom for their community for generations to come. Because just those young people, we'll send you back leaders.
That is awesome. So that's patriotacademy.com, 16 to 25 years old. That sounds awesome. All right. Well, Rick, unfortunately, we're about out of time here for this segment, but you've done a fantastic job. Crammed, about 10 pounds of apples into a 5-pound bag. So we appreciate that very much. You know, I could have said that different, but I didn't. So, to learn more about you, people can just go to rickgreen.com. Is that correct?
You bet. Yeah, rickgreen.com. We've got a TV show called Chasing American Legends. They can get the DVDs there or streaming. It's a fun way to – it brings history to life. It's a great way to learn and be entertained at the same time. We do a Constitution class on DVD that they can get there as well. It's actually taught at Independence Hall, so we take them into the room where the Constitution was framed. And then we do firearms training as well. I love teaching on the Constitution and throwing lead downrange at the same time. Probably a lot like you.
Well, hey, Rick, before you go, tell us about what you do at Front Sight.
Yeah, we love taking families out to Front Sight. It's just a great place to get away and have some good fellowship and some fantastic, top-of-the-line training. It's basically a combined course where Front Sight does the actual handgun defense training, or you could do rifle or shotgun or other stuff too, but we generally take people out first time to do handgun. But they do the handgun training and during the day, and then I do the Constitution training at night. And so it's both an intellectual training on how to defend the Constitution and get familiar with it, and then also the physical training of how do you actually live out the Constitution and the Second Amendment and defend your family. It's just fantastic. It's a fantastic time of fellowship and great, great training for folks. And there's information on our website, rickgreen.com, for that as well, because we do very either free or discounted certificates to folks to be able to come with us so they can come check it out.
Okay. Well, Rick, I got one of those certificates when I was at your booth last weekend, so I'm going to trial it at Dickens. I've always wanted to go there. I'd love to spend 3, 4, 5 days, whatever. I just need to free up the time. I'm sure you understand about that. But
well,
I hope
in fact you have to come out and we'll do a you and I could do a radio show on site. That'd be fun.
It sounds awesome. Okay. All right, again, folks. That is patriotacademy.com, rickgreen.com, wallbuilderslive.com for the radio show. All right, we've got a two-minute break here, but Rick, thank you very much for joining us on the Home Defense Show.
Appreciate it, Skip. Take care, man. Thanks for having me.
Okay, folks, you got a two-minute break. Go ahead and check out all of those websites while we're gone. When we come back, as usual, I'm going to tell you what I really think. This is Skip Coriel on the Home Defense Show. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Welcome to my dad's Home Defense Radio Show. You're gonna love it.
Hey folks, I want to tell you about my book, Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book. More and more people across the country are seeing the dangers in society and are deciding to carry concealed to protect themselves and their families. My new book lays it out step by step. It'll teach you how to protect and defend the ones you love. Get the benefit of 17 years of teaching experience and a lifetime of training for this important role in society and in your family. You can get Civilian Combat real easy. Just go to Amazon.com, search on Skip Coriel, Civilian Combat, and it'll pop right up there. Don't put it off any longer. Get Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book by yours truly, Skip Coriel.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum. I host Frontlines of Freedom, a weekly syndicated military talk radio show. One of my co-hosts is Skip Coriel, the host of this show. We cover things that impact military and veteran communities, and we do it from the veteran's perspective. The show is broadcast across the nation and is also available as a podcast on our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com. Please join Skip and me weekly on Frontlines of Freedom.
This is Skip Coriel from the Home Defense Show, and I want you to have the very best handgun that money can buy. And that's why we recommend you visit Larry Jackson at Elite Firearms and Training. As a concealed carry instructor, I see people every week out on the range with guns they can't shoot properly because they didn't know what to buy. That will never happen at Elite Firearms and Training. Larry Jackson will personally fit you with your very own personal defense pistol. So call Larry Jackson today at 616-299-8715 or visit elitefirearms.us.
Skip, it's time for the Armed America Report. What do you have?
All of us here at Frontlines of Freedom want our listeners to get trained and get armed in that order. We fully support the right to keep and bear arms for all law-abiding families, and we encourage you to find out about the laws governing use of deadly force in your state and follow them to the letter. And of course, don't forget to follow the rules of safety and common sense whenever you're carrying a firearm to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Colonel?
A man was shot in Letcher County earlier this month in an alleged home invasion attempt. Kentucky State Police said that Adam Hendrickson was shot by his uncle, Raji Fugate, at Fugate's residence in the Blackie community of Letcher County. Kentucky State Police spokesman Master Trooper Jody Sims said the two had been having problems for a couple of days and that Hendrickson allegedly was trying to get inside of Fugate's residence to confront him. Sims said Fugate shot through the door, striking his nephew in the leg. Hendrickson was taken to a Whitesburg hospital and then on to Pikesville Medical Center for treatment of injuries. Sims said no charges have been filed at this time.
Thanks, Colonel. This is an uncomfortable scenario and one that people don't want to talk about. However, it's probably one of the most likely scenarios that people will have to deal with. That is, the possibility of violence perpetrated against you by either a relative or a friend or acquaintance. It's uncomfortable because it has an emotional connection, tying the victim to the criminal. Let's face it, none of us want to shoot another human being. It's just not natural. And that's the way it should be. But imagine how much more difficult it would be to be attacked by someone that you love. It's one thing to be attacked by a stranger, but it's quite another to be attacked by someone close to you. Family is supposed to be special, almost sacred, in that blood is thicker than water. Family is supposed to be a strong bond that holds us all together, especially during tough times. Home is where the heart is, right? Well, not always, as this poor uncle from Kentucky found out. Family is no longer as sacred as it used to be, primarily because society as a whole has changed. Our culture is saturated with drug and alcohol abuse, mental illness, and a selfish predisposition that I need self-gratification and society owes me happiness. And when that happiness doesn't come easy, well, then the unhappy person may come knocking on your door, very loudly knocking on your door, and that angry person could very well be a family member. This is personal to me because I was once brutally attacked by a member of my immediate family. I remember being totally unprepared emotionally to defend myself. I came through the attack okay, but not without bloodshed. That night, being attacked by someone I love was one of the toughest days of my life, and it's one I'll never recover from. Look at it this way. A person who loves you on Wednesday can hurt you on Thursday, provided, of course, he has enough drugs in his bloodstream. If you have a member of your family who abuses controlled substances or is mentally ill, you may one day be forced to defend yourself against them. Don't put yourself in compromising situations with these people and be mentally and emotionally prepared to protect yourself should they lose control and try to hurt you.
Ouch. That has to be tough, Skip.
Yeah, it was tough. Never forget it.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Home Defense Show. This is your host, Skip Coriel. Oh, boy, closing in on the final segment. We just have so much fun here on Home Defense Show that it just goes by so fast. But, boy, wasn't that great with Rick Green, former State House representative from the great state of Texas? You know, he went through that whole two segments without saying y'all one time. I heard him when he was speaking last weekend. Everyone's going, well, you all know what I'm talking about. And you know he's from Texas when he does that. Here, I'll give you a background story here. You know, Rick, he's up here in Michigan. He's speaking to all these Michiganders. And someone
talked about the UP in a question-answer session, and he got this blank look on his face, and he says, UP, what's that? You know, because the phrase UP could mean something totally different to a guy from Texas. And everyone laughed at him, and I felt I was embarrassed for him. I felt bad for Rick. And they said, the Upper Peninsula. And he didn't really understand the Upper Peninsula either. So people are holding up their hands, and they're showing him the Lower Peninsula and the Upper Peninsula, you know, with their hands together. And, of course, we had to explain to him about youpers. You know, down in Texas, they say y'all. And up in the UP, you know, they how's it going up there, eh? You know, it's different. We have a fascinating country. When you go from north to south, oh, people sometimes don't understand what they're talking about. But you know what? The Patriot Academy, I love that Patriot Academy. My son, Cedar, the one that was waterboarding me, he's only 12 years old. But I am going to keep that in mind because when he turns 16, he's going. He shows the disposition. I think he could make a good, not politician, but I think he could make a good elected official. He's good with people. He's got a sharp mind. I'm going to keep that in mind there because, you know, the Bible says, train up your child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. That's talking about training them up in a certain bent. You know, learn your kids as best you can and try and guide them in a direction where you think that they'll be successful and where they can do the most good for society. And Cedar might be a good representative for the rest of society. So I'll keep that in mind. And I'm serious about going to Front Sight with Rick Green from Wall Builders. I think all I had to do was buy one of his DVDs. It'll talk about it on his website. It was like $20-25, and I got a certificate. You know, normally when you go to Front Sight, it costs like $1,000 to go there for a class. And, you know, I got the certificate just for buying the DVD. And I was talking with him off the air, and I can take my whole family there. Sarah and I can go there, and if your kids are like, I believe you have to be 11 years old to go through the class. So I'll send Cedar through the class, and I'll go through the class. And then Sarah and the kids, it's like a resort. It reminds me of Escanaba in the Moonlight, right? Where he's talking about hunting season. It's the best time of the year. It's like Christmas with guns, you know. And he's right. But, you know, I think that would be a great family vacation for the Coryell family. I looked on his website, and he's going in September and also again in November. Again, just go to rickgreen.com to check that out. We are definitely going to do that. So, patriotacademy.com. rickgreen.com, wallbuildersradio.com, all things that you can check out before next week. I'm very impressed with Rick Green. I want to keep in touch with that guy, and we'll have him on the show again. All right, now, before we go, I want to have one last hurrah for Morel Mushrooms. And if you folks, if you're not you know, a Morel maniac like me, you know, I apologize, but I thank you for bearing with me because all through April and May, that's like Morel mushroom time for me. If you've never eaten them, you have to eat them. You really, really do. You know, there is a fungus among us and it is I. So bear with me. This is the last time I'm going to talk about Morel mushrooms this year in 2018. Last year, I had a kind of a little spoof where I talked about Skip Coryell's first Deadly Force encounter, and I was out in the woods hunting morel mushrooms at the time, recording the show. It was an educational part, all about the five different species of morel mushrooms and all that. But that was a very successful show. People loved it. It went viral, and you know, because there was gunshots involved. And so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play that for you again. And we'll pick it up right while I'm out in the woods. I'm hunting morels. I'm finding morels. And then something very unexpected happens. And we'll just let this play out. When it's done, I'll come back and we'll do the wrap up. Here we go, folks. Get ready for some fun.
But anyways, I'm just about done for this segment. Just go. Hold it. I hear something. Probably another mushroom hunter. Hold on. Oh, my God. That is the biggest mushroom I've ever seen. You know, I've heard about this. I've read about this. Mostly around campfires. But I think that's one of the legendary Sasquatch mushrooms. Oh, my God, that sucker is 6 feet tall. I better be quiet. The problem is, they're carnivorous. It's the only carnivorous fungus that I know of on the planet. Oh, my God, he saw me. He's looking right at me. He's coming. Oh. Oh, crap. Oh. Oh, boy. How fast can they run? I don't know. I've never seen one before. He's coming up fast. Hey. Stop. Stop. I am armed. Get back. Do not. Stop. Right now. Stop. Oh, my God. He's still coming. I gotta go for the headshot. He's down. He's kicking. I'm gonna do a tactical reload just in case. Oh my God. I'm about to pass down the range. Alright, I'm ready. Oh shit. He's breathing. How many rounds was that? Thank God for high-capacity magazines. All right, I'm going to approach. Gun drawn, just in case. These are mean suckers. Mean. All right, I'm 6 feet away. They really are 90% moisture. It's not to dry up already. Oh, my God. What is that guy? Well, I don't know. He's getting back up. He is a tough little bird. Now he's looking at me. Well, I don't want to be cruel. I'm going to have to hold on. I got to finish him off. Okay, he's done. All right. How am I going to gut this thing out? I don't have a knife on me. Folks, that is the biggest mushroom I've ever seen. This mushroom's going to field dress at 180, maybe 200 pounds. How do I get him back to the car? Well, folks, I can't think of a better way to cap off this program than putting down a 200-pound Sasquatch mushroom. Aggressive little sucker. When he saw me, he came right towards me. I mean, there was nothing I could do. I mean, you heard the verbal command. I gave him adequate warning. He could have ran away, but he didn't. He chose to come at me. And that authorized me to use deadly force on Sasquatch mushrooms.
Okay, folks, this is Skip Coryell. We are back live now. That was a blast from the past, no pun intended. I promise you, again, I will not talk about morel mushrooms for the rest of 2018. Next week on the Home Defense Show, we've got something really good. We have a producer and director from Hollywood. His name is James Yeager, and he is creating a special film all about Second Amendment rights.
And I think you're going to love it. The guy was really good. I talked to him on the phone. He's highly excitable. So I think you're going to like this guy, James Yeager, producer-director, not like the regular Hollywood types. Well, we're just about out of time here. You got a whole week. Go ahead and check. Go to Amazon.com. Do a search on Skip Coriel, Civilian Combat. Check that out. Go to Midwest Tactical Training, MWTAC.com. That's Michael Whiskey Tango Alpha Charlie.com. Get some advanced training. Got to do more of that, folks. I got an advanced class tomorrow, and then I've got a basic class on Sunday. They're all filled up. Life is looking pretty good right now. Okay, and don't forget Rick Green. Go to wallbuildersradio.com to check out his show. Go to rickgreen.com to learn about him and to check out on that front sight class, the shooting vacation. What more could you want about that? And then go to patriotacademy.com for your kids. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I know I certainly did, and my kids loved it. Okay, folks, that about wraps it up for this week's episode of the Home Defense Show. Until next week, remember, your purpose in life is to find something greater than yourself and serve it. Always remember, God, family, country, in that order. It's important how you live, but it's equally important how you die. Your family and the ones you love need your protection, so train, always train, stay alert, stay alive. Until next week on the Home Defense Show, this is your host, Skip Coriel. God bless you, God bless your family, and God bless America.
Thank you for joining us this week on The Home Defense Show. Now, get out there and protect the ones you love. We'll see you next week with more of the best in home defense.
Bye-bye, boys!
Have fun storming the castle!